90.5 WKHS, you're now listening to Fan Cam with Peter and Andrew, where you get to hear two friends talk about sports from a fan's perspective.
Week by week, we will be discussing score predictions, breaking sports news, your very own Trojan sports, and your favorite big-time teams.
Join us every Tuesday to hear us learn more about sports and give our spin on the modern-day sports talk show, right here on 90.5 WKHS.
Welcome back, everybody, to Fan Cam, a sports talk show where two friends give their opinion on sports. I am Peter, your host, joined by my co-host, Andrew. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It is always amazing when we get to sit behind the mics in the morning to talk about what we love, which is our sports. It will be an action-packed day. We have a lot of Trojan sports going on this week, as it is the last week before playoffs start for every team. So speaking of that, Andrew, can you tell us what was going on this week in Trojan sports?
Yes, so yesterday we had boys soccer versus North Carolina at Washington College, and we also had volleyball home versus Easton. Today we have girls soccer versus Snow Hill at Washington College. We have volleyball at Ken Island and field hockey at Ken Island. Tomorrow we have field hockey versus North Carolina. We have our Powder Puff football game and also cross country travels to Ken Island. And to round out the week on Thursday, we have our homecoming football game, home versus Washington, and girls soccer travels to Colonel Richardson.
Thank you, Andrew. And yet, yesterday was two senior nights for boys soccer at Washington College. We sadly took a 2-0 loss. It was windy, it was rainy, it was cold. But the other team was also battling the same conditions, so that's not necessarily an excuse. It was a close game. They just got two goals early in each half, and that was enough to put it away. And then volleyball took on Easton, and they lost 3-2 sets, but I heard it was a super close, super action-packed game the whole game. 3-2 sets that came down to the last one, but it was close. One game that wasn't close in the NFL was the Giants versus the Eagles on Thursday night football, as the Giants won 34-17, handing the Eagles their second loss and the Giants their second win of the year. And this Giants team hasn't been great against, you know, some of those lower level teams, but when they're playing the high action, high power teams, they seem to really put it on and really lock in, as they were able to get that game 34-17.
One of the more surprising results from Sunday's action was the Carolina Panthers were able to beat the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys have looked pretty good so far this year, but they went into Carolina and took a 3-point loss. The final score of that one was Panthers 30, Cowboys 27.
And then we had the Chiefs versus the Lions facing off. And in my opinion, I was seeing the Lions having an easy win here. The Chiefs have been slow this year, haven't really been able to produce when it needed to be done. Taking on this Lions team who was 4-1 right before this, and the Chiefs were looking to bounce back from their 2-3 start to the season. And this seems like the momentum that they needed against this high-level Lions team. Patrick Mahomes went off for 250 yards and 3 touchdowns, helping the Kansas City Chiefs win this one 30-17.
A very anticipated game in the 4:20 window of Sunday's action was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the San Francisco 49ers. The Bucs have looked very good this year with veteran quarterback Baker Mayfield, and they continue rolling as they only have one loss on the season, and they pick up a 30-19 win.
And then for the local Baltimore fans, I know you guys probably didn't tune in, but we have to talk about the local team. They faced off against the Rams at home, and without without Lamar Jackson, and then inevitably Cooper Rush getting hurt again late into this game, it was hard for this Ravens team to really do anything. They were able to get a field goal early and then just nothing the rest of the game. The Rams put on 17 points. Matt Stafford only throwing for one touchdown. And then, you know, Derrick Henry having 122 yards, but it just wasn't enough. I think Lamar comes back in 2 weeks. The Ravens get a bye next week, so it is a nice way for this Ravens team to recoup and try and get back on the right track. But starting off 1-5 is hard for any team, because they only have the opportunity to win like 10 more games before the season's over, so they can only really end as quickly or as highly as 11-5 or, yeah, 11-5 the whole season. So it's a hard way for them to come back from this start. But I think if they're able to turn it around next week facing the Bears and then going into the week after that, I think it could be a good game for them.
There was two games on Monday Night Football, one of them being the Buffalo Bills and the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons hosted the Bills in Atlanta, and this was a very surprising result. The Bills have looked very good this year, and the Falcons put on a pretty good showing, and they were able to come out with a 10-point victory. Excuse me. The final score of that one was 24-14.
And then the other Monday Night Football game, which was probably even more exciting than seeing the Falcons beat the Bills, this Bears versus Commanders team. The Bears have been oddly good this year. They were pretty good last year, got off to a good start, and then kind of plateaued. And then this Commanders team, who has been good last year, got to the conference playoffs, but just wasn't able to finish it. They faced off at home against the Browns, and it was a back-and-forth game the whole game until the Bears kicker was able to sink one down the middle to win the game right before the clock ran out, and the Bears were able to take that one 25-24. But, Andrew, looking into next week, what's something that you're looking forward to game-wise, seeing that we have a very good slate of games?
Yeah, I would probably say either the Commanders and Cowboys. I think it's going to be interesting to see how the Cowboys bounce back after taking a surprising loss to the Panthers, or one of the two Monday Night Football games between the Bucks and Lions. I think that's going to be a good game between two high-power teams.
Yeah, I was going to say, for me, the Bucks and the Lions are definitely a game to keep our eye out for, because those two teams, the Buccaneers having to face off against the 49ers and then the Lions, and then the Lions going from Chiefs and from the Chiefs to the Buccaneers, it's two high power teams, and they seem to the Buccaneers seem to do well, and then the Lions kind of fell short. So I think the Buccaneers will probably be able to take that one. Baker Mayfield has been playing out of his mind recently. But another game that I'm looking forward to seeing is this Eagles Vikings game. The Eagles have been good most of the season, and then the Vikings have been all right. They haven't been able to find their footing, really. They've gotten wins, but they haven't gotten convincing wins in my eyes. So I think that if the Vikings are able to take down the Eagles, I think that's going to be a good standing for them in my eyes. But flipping the switch from college, or from NFL to college, we had an amazing, amazing slate of college games. Starting off, Alabama took on Missouri. Two high-level teams facing off, two SEC teams that, you know, could both make a run late in the playoffs. This Missouri team is, you know, looking to make a statement, and this Alabama game would have been that statement, but it wasn't enough. Alabama able to fend them off and win 27-24.
One of the most highly anticipated games between two top 10 teams was between the Indiana Hoosiers and the Oregon Ducks. This game was in Eugene, Oregon, and it did not disappoint. Indiana was able to pick up the road victory. The final score of that one was 30-20.
And then the Red River rivalry that's been going on forever, this Oklahoma versus Texas team. Texas getting a slow start to the year, being ranked number one preseason, and then falling off to be unranked, was able to come back against a high-level Oakland team, or Oklahoma, not Oakland, Oklahoma, and win that one 23-6. But Andrew, I think the biggest game, not really biggest, but one of the biggest news about college football that we have to talk about was that Penn State versus Northwestern game. Penn State, like I said, was ranked top two in the last episode, and then falling off to unranked. So both top two preseason teams getting unranked. And then Penn State just lost again to Northwestern last week, which is not what you want to see. They lost to Oregon, which is, you know, a fine loss. Like, Oregon is a very high-level team. Penn State wants to win those kind of games to prove themselves, but it's not a bad loss in itself. But then losing to Northwestern, it was just not a good look for that Penn State team, not a good look for their coach, as he got fired just 24 hours after the loss. What do you think? Do you think it was a good firing? Do they think that they try to stick with him before the season ends? What do you think they should have done?
I think it was a good decision. I mean, like you said, they lost to Oregon, and they are a great team, and they're still in the top 10. So that's not a bad loss. And then they took a surprising loss again to UCLA on the road. But UCLA is really starting to get their momentum. They started the season 0-4, and they've won their last two games, so now they're 2-4 in the season. But losing to Northwestern at home, a team that's towards the bottom of the Big Ten and a game that fans expect to win, I think if you're not having that momentum, and obviously Drew Aller, the quarterback, is out for the season, so I think there's not much hope in the future, so I think you got to make a change and hopefully try to turn it around before it's too late in the season.
Yeah, and I mean, college football is harsh. This Penn State team hasn't really won a championship in a while, and under this under James Franklin, they've been good, but they haven't really been producing that I think the school wants to see. And Penn State's always going to be able to get those high-level recruits, high-level guys. So I think they wanted a change in the front office just to be able to, you know, get something switched. But hopefully it doesn't come back to bite them, and maybe realize that James Franklin was just having an off season, and, you know, we'll see how that goes. But I think any team will probably pick him up. He's a good coach. I think any level team that's not, you know, maybe in the top 10, I think honestly would be willing to pick him up, as he's able to bring in guys, able to win games. So we'll see who he goes to after this season ends. But Andrew, can you take a look at how these past games have affected the AP poll?
Yes. So at number one remains Ohio State, and number two is Florida. Indiana moves up four spots to number three. Texas A&M moves up one spot to number four, and Ole Miss moves down a spot to number five. Some other notable changes is Oklahoma moved down eight spots to 14, and Texas, who was unranked a week ago, is now back in the AP poll, and they are ranked at 21.
And then we also had some other newcomers onto the AP poll. USC was able to claim their spot in there as alongside Utah and Cincinnati, two Big 12 teams that have been pretty quiet in the games so far. But I think they're trying to make a little bit of noise. And then a Big 10 team in Nebraska getting a three-point win over Maryland, which is a pretty good win. That Maryland team is awfully good this year. And I think in the next 2 years before Malik Washington goes to the NFL, I see that team doing very well. But Andrew, can you take a look at how MLB is playing out with the postseason almost wrapping up?
Yes, so we are in that point of the postseason where the championship series have begun. To recap how we got here, the Seattle Mariners defeated the Detroit Tigers in the divisional round 3-2, and Toronto defeated the Yankees 3-1. So far, there has been two games in the ALCS, and Seattle leads the series 2-0. And then on the National League side, the Dodgers won 3-1 against the Phillies, and the Brewers won against the Cubs 3-2. And last night was game one of that series, with the Dodgers taking it 2-1.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm not super big into baseball. I used to watch it all the time. And then for me, it's just been super hard to keep up with a team. But I do love seeing all the postseason because it just gets super intense. These guys have played 182 games, and it comes down to the last, you know, some teams, like, you know, Dodgers having to go all the way from the very first wild card round to now in the NL championship. So we'll see how they play out. My pick is the Dodgers. Not knowing much baseball, I just know that the Dodgers are good. Having Shohei Ohtani is always a great thing to have in the postseason. But before we end off the show, we just had the first preseason basketball, college basketball rankings drop for the AP poll, which is my favorite time because college basketball is one of, if not the funnest sport to watch. It is always so interesting. All these college guys are really putting their hearts out trying to make it to the big leagues, and it really shows how much these guys have passion for basketball. So I'll run through the top 10 before we end it off, starting with Purdue at number one. This team is looking to win the championship this year. They have the best guard in the league right now, and I think it'll do them good, followed by Houston and Florida, Florida being the national championship team last year, losing a couple guys, but still keeping a lot of those bench players and some of those core starters. And then we had UConn, St. John's wrapping up the top five, and then just outside top five is my team, Duke, at number six, losing a lot of guys, a lot of veterans, but bringing in same high-level freshmen that we do every year. We had Michigan at seven, getting Elliott Cadeau from UNC is going to be a super big help. At number eight, we had BYU with one of the highest prospect freshmen this year in A.J. Dubinska. And then number nine, we have Kentucky, and then number 10 is Texas Tech. But that will wrap up our show for today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you want to keep up with some previous episodes, you can have it over to Spotify, where we have all of our episodes there. And if you want to stay tuned for the next episode, we'll be back next Tuesday at 8:30. Make sure to tune in. We'll be talking about the same amazing sports. Trojan sports are getting into the playoffs, so it'll be a lot more exciting. But we still have a lot more sports, so tune in next week, 8:30, Tuesday.